Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Thanks. Have a great rest of the day. Go Cats.
We got a special guest standing by. And a special guest standing by. Let me start with Coach Pat Fitzgerald from your Northwestern Wildcats. Got a surprise good luck guest for you, Coach, in just a second. You don't trust me.
I need all the help I can get.
You don't trust me, but I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Dave Bennett's here as well. And, well, let me bring her in right now. Because here we go into the Illinois State game tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And Coach has got a game plan. He's ready, but every little bit can help. Joining us now on the phone, one of the most beautiful women in the world, Cindy Crawford. Morning, Cindy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Didn't you spend a little time at Northwestern?
I did. That is where I went to college right out of high school.
Well,
and then that was where I left college when I started modeling full time.
So, Coach Fitz, I thought along with the primary reason Cindy's on the phone, this would be a perfect opportunity to get you two together so she could wish you luck tomorrow in the game.
Thanks, Cindy. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Are you?
There definitely has been improvements in the football team because I went to school there.
Did you go to football?
We don't talk about those years anymore. So, very proud of the guys that played for us back then, and we stand upon their shoulders. But we've come a long way, absolutely.
Well, Cindy's
Cindy's
going to be in town for a big deal next Wednesday, courtesy of our friends at Allstate, and honoring one of her favorite people and one of the best photographers ever. But before we jump to that, Coach, along with having Cindy Crawford on your side, what else do you need for tomorrow to get it done?
Well, I think we started the weekend off pretty well last night with Trevor Siemian and the way he played. And I don't think there was an avid Wildcat fan that wasn't watching that game. We're proud of him. And that's a great way to get the thing started. And then, quite frankly, we've got to execute better. We made a lot of critical errors out there on Saturday. And a lot of guys had some of their first experience and learned. And we got to do a better job getting them in the right places. And but the guys stuck together well. We had a chance to win. We just can't make the mistakes down the stretch that we made in a close game against a good team. So, guys that were focused, and I believe they're ready to go play tomorrow.
Coach, you talked to Trevor any time this week before that game?
Yeah, Dave, just via text. I know how busy he is.
Sure.
And I didn't want to, blow him up and waste his time from a standpoint of, I'm sure everybody that's ever been coaching him or part of his family was probably reaching out to him. So like Trevor, though, he always sent me back a message, and really happy for him last night. Just I think one of many wins to come in his professional career.
And I feel good about you guys tomorrow, even though I know Brock's back and the guys at Illinois State have a good program. But Coach, I also know you totally understand what I'm about to say to you. I'd rather talk to Cindy Crawford than you from this point forward.
Well, I appreciate your honesty. At times, I think there's some shenanigans that are pulled. At least you're being honest right now. I greatly appreciate it.
Coach, have a great game tomorrow. Cindy, any last-minute advice for Coach Fitz?
No. Go Wildcats.
There you go.
We got to get Cindy before you get off. We got to get you to say go Cats, and we'll get that going all over social media. It'd be a lot of fun.
Oh, so that's true.
Your time in Chicago.
Okay.
Hey to all of our fans. We'll see you tomorrow. It's going to be great. Let's go.
See you.
All right. That's fantastic. Go Cats.
I think Cindy Crawford just made his day, his year.
Yeah. Let's get
everything else is water.
Let's get a clean go Cats here. All right, Cindy, whenever you're ready, just give me a go Cats.
Oh, we're just doing voice recording?
No. We're live. But I'm just saying, if you do this, this will make Coach's day. Just give me a go, Cats.
Okay, go, Cats.
See, that's all you need.
Yeah, that's great.
That's all you need.
Awesome.
Last time we talked to you, I think it was about the book Becoming, which a beautiful mm-hmm. book. And one of the people that's being honored next week, presented by Allstate at this amazing event, the Chicago Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events, are honoring four Chicago artists and advocates in a cultural institution. It's a free public event with performances and video tributes and some great folks on stage to honor their friends. And it's going to take place at the Pritzker Pavilion next Wednesday night, again, courtesy of Allstate. And Cindy, tell us about your friend, the great photographer Victor Skrobinski.
Yes. Well, Victor was really my first mentor. I always call him, he's like the big fish in the small pond. Not that Chicago's a small pond, but in the fashion world, New York's the big pond.
Sure.
And normally, when people get to the level of a Skrobinski, they they migrate to New York or Paris or London or Milan. And Victor, I think, was confident enough about his work and the kind of work he was doing that he felt like he could still live in Chicago, which he had grown up in and loved, and people would come to him. And
right.
They did. You know, he was Estee Lauder's number, you know, main photographer for almost 25 years and, you know, was able to shoot the magazines and stuff that normally would only use New York photographers. So for me, by working with Victor, it was a way to introduce me to that world of New York while I was still, you know, quote unquote, home in Chicago. And it was just a nice, you know, a nice transition for me. And he's just, I mean, he really does. Like some of his black and white images, portraits of people, they're the type of pictures that gets better over time. You know, they're timeless, sure. They're rich, they're, he just knows how to capture something. And it's really quite simple, his, you know, it's not like a gazillion things going on. It's just like, you know, I think there's one of like Betty Davis, like, you know, smoking a cigarette or something. And it's like, it's just nothing, but it says so much about her, you know?
Well, that probably makes a great photographer, right? Mm-hmm. To have the eye to see what's there and not try to make more there than is there. I know absolutely nothing about it, but I know I like it when I look at it. And I called Skrebneski mm-hmm. your friend. Is that fair to say? I would think with the work you did, great photographers probably had to be your friend on some point, right?
Yeah, I mean, when I first started working with Victor, he was very intimidating. But I learned so much from him. I mean, he really, if anyone taught me how to model, it was Victor. How to understand, like, the model's job is to wear, you know, we're trying to show the clothes in their best possible light.
Right.
So he really taught me to look at the clothes and understand, like, what is special about the skirt or shirt? What are we trying? What's the message? What's the story that we're trying to tell in this picture? You know, but I also was young, and there was, we didn't start out as friends. We started out as young model and mentor. But over the years, we've become friends. And it's so nice to have those full circle moments with people in your lives, you know.
Sure.
And, you know, for us, we're lucky Victor's been around long enough that full circle has been able to happen. And now, yes, I definitely consider him a friend. But even, I feel almost like he's like a proud uncle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Cindy, I'm sure you're passing a lot of your advice about mentoring and everything you've been through down to your daughter, who, congratulations, by the way, your daughter is just stunning and beautiful and so poised. And she just won this week the Breakthrough Model Award. And you were there too.
Well, as you know, I was a former champion
of
course,
that. Well, of course, yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
But congratulations. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you pass a lot of that on to her, too. She's got a good head on her shoulders.
You know, it's funny because people ask her and people ask me, well, what do I teach her? And really, the only things that I teach her are things that I would teach her if she was, you know, going to work. Like my son's first job was in a juice store, and I taught him the same things, which was be on time, be professional, be polite. You know, don't be on your phone. I can't really teach them how to model.
Right.
So it's up to, those will be, their victors will have to teach them that.
How did
you know what I mean?
Sure.
And yeah, that's nice.
You learn from being in front of the camera. So as their mom, when a great photographer, they're lucky because they have access, probably, you know, probably mostly people originally knew about them as my kids. So they get access to these great photographers. And I'm like, yes, because you'll learn that from that guy. You'll learn this from that stylist.
But that's probably good advice for anybody as a parent who's got a kid that gets into the business or a similar business, right? You can open doors, but once your child walks through that door, it's up to them.
Absolutely. You know, it's a blessing and a curse, and they definitely get in, but then you don't have the staying power if you don't have the goods. I mean, just, you know, it's funny, even Kaya asked me yesterday about, because we're here in New York for Fashion Week, mm-hmm. and she was like, what's the point of the shows? Because, you know, is it to show the editors? Is it to, I said, it's to sell clothes. In the end, everyone else,
right.
All they're trying to do is sell the clothes. So what they're trying to figure out is the best way to do that. If it's through, like, the Yeezy show, which was disruptive and got a lot of, it, you know, media attention. But You know, maybe some people were annoyed because it did disrupt the schedule, because these fashion people had their fashion week schedules down, you know, down to the second.
Sure.
Or is it being traditional, or is it maybe in the future, maybe it won't even be shows at all, because what, like Tommy Hilfiger did and Tom Ford, they did shows where now the clothes are instantly available.
Right.
Because before, shows were only to show the buyers, but because of social media, now everyone sees everything right away.
Yeah, it's a direct link to actually sell. You know, but at any point in your career, because, and I apologize if it's a stupid question, but it wouldn't be the first one I've asked.
Stupid question.
But at any point in your career, did you have to wear one of the, because I remember seeing, I think it was Iman, with this crazy propeller on top of her head, you know, and a giant building hanging off her back. And, you know, clothes that obviously are never going to be worn by the average person on the street. What are the point of those in Fashion Week?
It depends on the designer. I mean, it's kind of at the designer's whimsy, or maybe they're trying to make a statement, or they're just a little cuckoo. You know, I don't know. I've had to wear something weird on a runway, but I've had to wear some weird, you know, doing photo shoots, you're like, what is this? Who would wear this? I can't even figure out how to put it on.
Right.
Cindy, who was the first celebrity when you were actually walking the runway and you thought, oh my gosh, they're at my show?
It was different. Celebrities didn't really, as a model, you were more nervous and probably still are if Anna Wintour's at the show. Mm. Anna Wintour is, you know, she is the reigning queen of all things fashion. But when I was doing shows, they weren't like, people didn't go to shows to be seen.
Because those folks go, they're not going to just see the clothes. They're going for the photo op and the shot on Access or Entertainment Tonight or whatever.
Yes. So it wasn't like that. So I can't remember. Or my brain's just, you know, I can't remember.
Well, it's very early. No, it's early, and we appreciate it. This is not, and believe me, I know this, Cindy, as well as you do. This is not traditional supermodel hours.
Yes.
I know,
but
when
it is mother hours, and I have two children, so it's not really early for me.
Well, I suppose that's true, right. And is your son still at the juice store, or is he doing something else?
No, he actually started modeling a little bit too. So as a family, we're in Fashion Week, and everyone's doing their own things, and then kind of meeting up, and it's pretty cool because they're old enough to do that now. It's crazy.
It is nice.
That's cool.
I want to remind people what the deal is again here. It's the Chicago Department of Cultural Affairs and Social Events, four Chicago artists and arts advocates, and one cultural institution being honored with the third annual Fifth Star Awards, presented by Allstate. It's Wednesday night, 7:00, Pritzker Pavilion at Millennium Park. Buddy Guy, Victor Skribniewski, Jackie Taylor, Carlos Tortolero, and the Second City all being honored, and Cindy will present for her friend, photographer Victor. Hope you guys have a lot of laughs, and thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, and I think there's going to be entertainment, so I think it's going to be a nice show. There's going to be video montages and stuff. I'm just a little confused why it's called the Five Star, and there's only four people being honored, but that's just me.
Right. Well, yeah.
Where's the fifth star?
The fifth star, I think, is Second City. I think that's what they did the add up. But anyway, have a great trip in. We'll see you in town, hopefully.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Thanks for the Go Cats.
Huh? Nicely done.
Right?
By the way, Buddy Guy being honored, too, at the event.
I think I mentioned that.
Yeah.
And there are some guys that maybe on the team are a little too young to appreciate a Go Cats from Cindy Crawford. But I believe she made the coaching staff's day.
I think so. By the way, our conversation with Coach Fitz, sponsored by Fields, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and Glenview, a member of Fields Auto Group.